This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Gun sales in Colorado continue to drop from pandemic highs, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
The pandemic supercharged gun sales in 2020. Luke Redford manages the gun room in Lakewood. He says since then, sales have fallen. According to state data, they're down 17 of the last 19 months.
There's some that I would suspect I probably bought some of their guns back from them.
But Redford says just as many of those new gun buyers are taking up things like target shooting and hunting. And while gun sales have fallen from 2020, purchases are still 20% ahead of pre-pandemic levels. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
LGBTQ advocates are praising the new federal Respect for Marriage Act, but Garrett Royer of One Colorado notes the law does not require states to grant new same-sex marriages.
Even in Colorado, we have Amendment 43 on the books, which makes it so that marriages between one man and one woman, even though the Respect for Marriage Act is in place, it doesn't guarantee that you can actually marry in Colorado if you're a same-sex couple.
Royer says One Colorado may pursue a ballot initiative in 2024 to codify the right to same-sex marriage in the state constitution. The family of a cyclist killed by a driver last year has received $353 million in a civil suit. Gwen Erfmeyer Inglis was riding in a bike lane in Lakewood when she was killed by Ryan Montoya. Montoya was under the influence of drugs and sentenced to 8 years in prison. The family's lawyer says a verdict of this amount is rare in Colorado, and Gwen's husband, Mike Inglis, says it was a surprise.
That was pretty remarkable.
Inglis says he hopes to see stronger laws against DUIs and better protections for cyclists. This is CPR News and KRCC.